I'd like to take call next. One of the pre-recorded questions that came in over the last couple of weeks. This one came. It was actually the first person who called. We weren't able to get to the call the last time that we were on the program, and it's Ricky. I think from India. We don't know where in India, but Ricky recorded a question, and here's his question.
Hi, my name is Ricky. I'm from India, but I'm from the Syrian Orthodox Church. First of all, I would really like to thank Ancient Faith Radio and the Eastern Orthodox Church, which has really helped me. But by the way, my question here is, it's not a theological one. My question is, it's quite strange and astonishing, considering the fact that the country which I reside in, India, is the second most populated country in the world, close to around 2 billion people. There's not a single Eastern Orthodox Church in the entire country of India. That's my question, basically. Why has there not been why is there not a single Eastern Orthodox Church in India? And if there is any plans to establish the church here, can you brief me, if possible, on it? Thank you.
I love this question. And as I re-listened to that question the first time, I certainly understood Ricky's position that with one of the largest countries in the world, and the missionary activity of the Orthodox Church is rather anemic. And so I wanted to tell Ricky that I have an experience I had this past summer. Once again, I remind you all that our lines are open and you can call in with your question tonight at 1-855-AF-RADIO. That's 1-855-237-2346. This last summer, I had the opportunity to lead a mission trip to Kenya with a group from my parish. We went from our little city of Loveland, Colorado, and we flew to Chicago, from there to London, and London then to Nairobi. We arrived late in Nairobi, and we were welcomed there by the Archbishop of Kenya, Makarios. We stayed that night at the seminary, and the following morning we took a rather arduous trip to a region in northern Kenya called Turkana. Turkana is up in an area that's considered remote by Western standards, but if you're in this country of Kenya, the Kenyans view Turkana as this incredibly remote and rustic area, a place that most Kenyans would never visit. To get there, we flew 2 hours from Nairobi to a small city called Eldoret, where we were picked up, just like you would imagine in maybe some of the movies or documentaries you've seen of Africa, in these large land cruisers with massive tires and jerry cans of gasoline strapped to the side, and on the top, spare tires, and your luggage goes on top as well. And we piled into the back of these land cruisers and made our way for about 17 hours off-road to a small little village out in the region of Turkana. When we got there, it was late at night, we were welcomed by the village priest, Father Zacharias. We stayed in his compound for the week that we were there, and we helped with the construction of an Orthodox church in the most remote area I've certainly ever been to in my life. While we were there, we had an opportunity to meet a few of the priests and clergy that are serving this remote region. And what struck me all along was that the clergy were indigenous. They were Turkanans. And the whole process of establishing the church there came from within. And so here's part of my answer to the question. The Turkanans, and specifically one man in specific, had learned of Orthodoxy. And he wrote to Archbishop Makarios of Kenya and asked him if he would visit. Kenya is a large country, and Archbishop Makarios is incredibly busy. And so he didn't have time to get out to this region of Turkana for 2 years. And during that time, this one man arranged for a group of Christians and those seeking to enter into Christianity to begin doing prayer services together. In time, Archbishop Makarios made his way to Turkana and met this young man, who now is known as Father Vladimir. Father Vladimir has been made an archpriest, but when he met him, he wasn't Orthodox, and so Archbishop Makarios baptized him and brought him back to Nairobi in the seminary, and eventually sent him back out. Well, the end point of the story is that in our visit there, we saw incredible growth in the church. In this remote area of Kenya, there's now 9 Orthodox churches, several schools. And at the consecration of the first church that was built in this region, we had the opportunity to stay there. That when we were there, Archpriest Vladimir spoke at the end of the consecration while Archbishop Makarios is there, and he began to explain to the faithful what his plans and dreams were for that area of Turkana. And he began to speak about a university, preparatory colleges, junior colleges as we would call them, and even a monastery. When we sat down for lunch after the consecration, I said to Father Vladimir, "Have you ever been to an Orthodox monastery?" He said, "No, I've only read about it, but I sure would like one." So I guess the challenge is for those who are in India that are interested in the Orthodox Church, certainly the Ecumenical Orthodox Church needs to assist you, but I would challenge you to take up this missionary activity like Father Vladimir did in Turkana. And in a very quick time, he's establishing the church. Now, one other thought that I had is that as we record this program and send this idea out there, that maybe someone listening will heed this call to head to India and contact the mission center, OCMC. I hope that happens, Randy, and I appreciate your question. And if you get a chance, email us sometimes and tell us how things are going there.